Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly.
It's been a while since we did that, right?
Wait, that was really good.
I know. We have an agenda.
Yeah, we do. We have an agenda. We've got things to do. We got places to be. But we are sporting our new Fit to Be Real merch. We love good merch.
This t-shirt's really comfortable.
And so is the sweatshirt. And it's got this cute little extra on the sleeve.
No, it's a little extra. Get it? It's a yes. Little extra.
I got the play on words. Victoria designed it.
The mug is the same. There's a little extra.
But it's okay if you're a lot. It is on the CFIT Fitness website, and you can also go to our Instagram and find a link there. So if you can get all your Fit to Be Real merch.
That was good.
I know.
She wasn't sure if any of that was true, but it
That's
is.
That's why I didn't look at you, because I was like, I didn't want you to look over and be like, no, you can't.
You said Instagram. I was like, where is she going with this? But it was good. There's a link tree. Guys, it has it all.
We have commercials now in our podcast, so I feel like I need to be a little more profesh. I really do love when the commercials cut us off mid-sentence, though.
I'm sure I have control over that. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but give me 6 months.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
It's funny.
I'll find time to figure it out.
Well, I listened back to our episode last week, as I do every week, just to make sure I didn't say something completely.
It's too late. It doesn't matter.
Canceling, like, that I'm going to get canceled for. I say many things every week that I should get canceled for, but I really enjoy us. I want to be friends with us.
Wait, so Donna's the party.
What's up, party girl?
Donna texted me and was like, I just want to sit in on it. I just want to sit and watch. I was like, you know what? Whenever you want. Donna, we have to have you on anyway.
Oh, yes. We definitely do. We've had somebody sit in. When Chief Madonna was here, his wife sat in the corner and was loving life.
Oh, man. We should charge tickets. Actually, speaking of kind of none of that, but you are all going to be a part of an episode,
mm-hmm,
if you so choose. And I think we should do it on our 150th.
Ooh.
We are at 136 right now, so it'll give us time to figure it out how to do this.
Holy smokes. Are we doing a live?
We're going to do a live call-in. Phone a friend.
Love it.
Phone two of friends, because there's two of us. So, yeah. Give us 20 more episodes to figure out how, but 150 will be our call-in live Fit to Be Real.
I just watched the Call Her Daddy documentary on her podcast. Do you know who Call Her Daddy is?
I see clips of it, but I haven't, like.
Well, she's from here. She's like from Malvern.
Yeah.
So I watched her documentary, and she does like a whole live at Madison Square Garden where she has like dancers and stuff, and then she talks. We should totally do that at CFIT. We should get up on the stage, have two seats. Oh, my God. We have those two chairs.
Oh, my God. We have a stage.
We have a stage. We should do a live podcast.
We have those two IKEA chairs. This is all pretty perfect.
We're going to have backup dancers as well, just like Alex Earl.
Yeah, they're going to be at the ripe age of 8 to 12. they're going to do their own choreography.
Michael Jackson impersonators, mm-hmm. Galore they are.
Yep, a cat. It's going to be great.
We have a little cat, yep. Perfect. So look forward to that in around 200 or 300. We need some time to work on that.
Oh, I'm not going to make it to 300.
Okay.
I might be dead by then.
So last week was Victoria's podcast, and now this week, it's my time now. I'm the captain now.
There it is.
Couldn't find it.
Also, there is salt in this coffee, but you creamed it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. I think it tastes great.
No, I creamed my coffee. But I do... I know. Okay.
I don't like how you said
it. I take it back.
How you said it. You made it weird.
I know. I have a special talent. I should have put that when I was an actor on my resume under special talents, like making situations awkward.
Honestly, they would have booked you for it. Like, that's how they would have been like, that girl's funny.
Yeah. I should have done that. Mine was like, I don't know, can say all 50 states in alphabetical order. I should have put.
My mom.
Your mom?
Just mine. In this moment, she's just mine. She told me to put, has a driver's license for a special skill.
Special skill.
I have a driver's license. Tell me you don't have any confidence in me without telling me you don't have any confidence
in me. To be fair, people in New York that were actors normally don't drive. So,
right. So if it's a regional theater in the boonies.
Yeah. They want to know that you can drive around. Like maybe that can help your chances of getting a job. Yeah. Mom had confidence in you. More confidence in you than she did in me. That's another episode.
You know what? This is it's too much.
We are going to start what we're doing. We're having a fun episode today, by the way, but I do want to
say. Are you not having fun yet?
I saw Wicked last night. Victoria has not seen it yet. Wicked for good.
I've heard some things.
So somebody DM'd me afterward and said they heard mixed reviews and wanted to know what I thought about it. I've not heard mixed reviews, and I don't know what anybody could say that would be mixed about it.
Well, they added songs.
I did not like the added songs. I'll say that.
Why the heck would you add songs to this perfect show?
Because I think they needed to add time to make a second movie. They needed the minutes.
And then I heard... So have a shorter movie. Whatever. It's fine. Then I heard... Which I think is valid because Act Two on the stage is all I know. It's dark.
Yes, it's dark.
This is not as dark as it should be. It's not as heavy as it should be. It's all of a sudden it's slow. And then there's a scene that everything just revs up and amps up. And all of a sudden the movie is over because they're running out of time type of thing. That's the reviews that I heard.
I would agree. I would agree with that. I would say it's definitely dark and slower than the first movie because we talked about it with the kids on the way home because the first act is all dancey and colorful. Well,
it's painting the picture, so that's a lot of information.
But this explains all of Wizard of Oz in the second act.
Right.
So that is exciting because even I forgot. I mean, I've seen Wicked 6 times. I even saw a couple years ago in Philadelphia, but they explain more of it, and I will say – I know there's a lot of you out there. I am on the Jonathan Bailey train. Oh, my God.
First of all, that was rough.
Sorry, I've been singing Wicked last night on the way home and on the car ride to school this morning. We've been having karaoke parties.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with her screaming into a microphone every single day.
Well, that's why. Yeah, no, that too.
Even though the purpose of a microphone is to stop the screaming, but that's fine.
I'm on that train and I am full steam ahead.
Wait, funny story about what's his name?
Jonathan Bailey.
So the trailer came on for the second movie on like a commercial ad or whatever. And Pedro and I are talking and I was like, oh, he just won Sexiest Man Alive?
Yeah, or Sexiest like Man that. Alive.
And Pedro goes, ah, oh, good for Jeff Goldblum. I was like, what?
No. He was runner up.
Like he took a second and he was like, yeah, good for him.
Good for him. No, Pedro, not Jeff Goldblum. I mean, he was sexy.
He's great.
In his day. He does have more to do in the second movie, which I was like, oh, he's good. Jeff Goldblum. He's real good.
I'd have to see it. I don't remember the second act as well as I remember the first act, because that's those are the songs that you play.
Yeah, but I think we listened to the duet between
As Long As You're Mine.
Yes, like 6 times this morning on the way to school.
Wow, how far is your commute?
Well, I remembered why I married a singer, because I was like, oh, Andrew could have done this. This is so Andrew.
Okay, Carmella. Okay, Billy is rolling his eyes in an open grave, even though he's not in it yet. Somewhere.
I literally was like, oh my God, yes.
All right, well, I have to see it. Hopefully, I'll see it faster than I saw the Barbie movie.
You still haven't seen it?
Haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, see Wicked Part 2. It will, I was going to say put you in the Christmas spirit, but it definitely won't.
Oh my God, I hope it doesn't.
It's not.
What kind of Christmas is that? That's Glampus. What's it called? Krampus.
Krampus?
Krampus?
Ionized?
Turmeric? Turmeric?
All right, so what are we doing today? Not talking about Wicked. Go see it. We are, the past 2 years, we've been playing a little get-to-know-you game because we've been saying, hey, you should do this around the Thanksgiving table after dinner, and it's a good thing, you know, as you're digesting your meal. You're going to be seeing this after or watching, hearing, wherever you get it, after Thanksgiving. So we're going to say, do this at Christmas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanksgiving will have passed by the time you get this.
Wow, that was a long scenic route to the reason for that sentence. Got it.
But it's always fun. We were talking about this with Julia, one of our CFIT squad teachers, about Grab the Mic, which is a fun song game you could play with your family after a dinner or around the holidays where you have to think of song titles. We are going to ask each other questions today because I know that I certainly don't spend enough time with Victoria. 24 hours, seven days a week is just not enough.
We don't talk, though.
No, we don't.
This is the most we talk. Yeah. Everything else is about CFIT, about studio, complaining about CFIT, complaining about the studio, and, you know, our parents. All right, so what do I need? The star cards?
So do the star cards. You ask me one first. I will ask you. I have not looked at these cards yet. I picked them from the middle of the pile, and we're going to do this really quickly because I feel like I know all there is to know about her, but I could be surprised today.
You're a fool.
The theme of this game is called Talking Point. It's to get people talking, and it's a great game. We're bringing out the dong gong?
Let's test it out. You're wrong. It works.
Go.
At what age do you think kids should have a cell phone, and why? Boring.
Oh, never.
I knew you were going to say never.
Never. Love that answer. Question.
What?
Ooh. Out of all of your relatives, who would you like to get to know better? And why? Okay, go ahead.
Dean. Because I spent an entire day with Dean. And he's funny.
I know.
And he's funny. And he's not trying to be funny. And he's also like, when he's by himself, he's himself. Mm-hmm. When he's with his siblings, he's them.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to separate, like, what's actually his behavior and what isn't his behavior. He was so cute.
When you took him out last week?
Excited. And a kid. He was a kid. He wasn't trying to be older. He was just Dean.
Yeah.
So I want more conversations of just Dean.
His facial expressions are like something. He's like out of a movie. Last night during Wicked, Elphaba sings, I'm not that. And he goes, girl, by himself. And then looks at me and Andrew and goes, like, I got it. I was like, oh, my God, how'd you know that? He'll surprise you, though. All right. I'll let you get to know.
Thank you.
you were there watching him come out as he was born. Just saying.
If you could time travel for a day, what would you do? Erase that memory is what I would do. I would not be there.
If I could time travel? I mean, I'm going to say go back to, you know this, you're going to make fun of me, 1950s. Like, let's go to the hop.
Like the privileged white woman you are.
No, I just want to get dressed up and like go to a dance and square dance and like.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously,
Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Let's go to the hop. Like Grease times.
That's 60s.
No, that's 50s was Grease.
They did not wear pants in the 60s.
At the end 50s. Of the... Yeah, they did. They were... That was like the pedal pushers. Don't mess with my decades. All right, maybe that was like 61. I want the dresses and the hop. It's my turn. Who do you like spending time with at home?
Pepper. Duh.
Sorry, Pedro.
Look at her. Oh, I'm Pedro. All the peas. Look at her. She's a perfect little baby. Mm. Okay. If you could have any animal as a... Ugh. What is your favorite outfit right now?
The one I'm currently wearing. Fit to be real with matching sweatpants.
Found locally. Online.
I don't like this one. The really fun thing about this game is you can do whatever you want. Oh, would you rather get to stay up really late or sleep really late?
Sleep.
I know that answer.
Sleep really late. It's not even a question. I've always been like that. What do you like about the city you live in, and what don't you like about the city you live in?
Oh, I love that we live far enough from the city where we're not in the city. And I love that we can get there in 20 minutes and do, like, I cannot wait. I just talked to you about this the other day, and you said I said too many words. I really can't wait to go to Miracle on 13th Street in South Philly and go to Love Park and do the ice skating and all that stuff. And that it's so close to us. I love that for us.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
What don't you like about the city?
The city. In general.
That's good.
Just the city in general. I love that we live far enough where we don't live in the city but can get there at any time. I feel like that's a good answer and you should be satisfied. If you could choose what we did for a day, what would we do? Me and you. Not you and Pepper.
So not my preference. What we used to do the day after Christmas and just sit and watch Harry Potter movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because now all we do is talk work and future work. Yeah. And how much we need to work more. And I'm tired of that.
All right, I'll do that.
What do you think is the best part about being a kid? Did you make sure these were curated for you, these questions?
What was the question? God damn it.
What do you think is the best part about being a kid?
Oh, just hold on to that no responsibility for as long as you possibly can. Stay on your parents' phone plan. Stay on their insurance.
Carly's still doing that.
No, I'm not on their insurance, but phone plan. You don't know what you have until you don't have it anymore. Take the naps, no responsibility. Man, those were the good old days.
Thumbs up approval.
All right. Ooh, this is a good one. Take a sip. Chug a lug. Chug a lug. Because you're going to need it.
Mm-hmm.
What three words best describe our family?
Yeah.
I love this. Come on.
Loud.
Okay. I like that's the first one.
Excitable.
Okay. Are you just being nice?
Yeah.
Okay. Mom's going to be so upset with you.
Why? These are amazing.
Loud and excitable.
Loud. The parties are loud. We're talking loud. You have to be loud in this family to be heard. Excitable. We do a lot of exciting things. We're not boring.
We get excited easily. I think that comes from Mom when you're like, oh, look what I made. She's like, oh, you made this? Yeah. I guess that could be dramatic, not excitable.
Well, but yes, I don't mean it in a bad way. We do exciting things. We try to keep things exciting. It's never boring. Not even like a normal Sunday dinner. It's never boring. There's always something. We're playing games. It's loud. You know, that's all. That's all the thing.
I love.
And then.
Third one.
Close.
Yeah.
And that's just because I want a good Christmas present for my mom. I'm just kidding. No, we are close.
We're not doing Christmas presents this year.
Just as long as you remember.
I mean, I got whatever. We're not talking about it. Our brother's getting married in Mexico, so we're not doing Christmas presents.
And Carly turned 40
and
got a party and a trip. So we're not doing Christmas presents. You heard it here first and last.
I mean, go ahead.
What's your favorite movie?
Three. I'm going to name you three.
No. No. Incorrect.
I'm going to name you five. No, three. I don't do ones. I don't like that question. And this is my game. So, Notting Hill. Avi. Dirty Dancing. Avi. And Oh My God.
It's not a movie.
No.
Not a movie.
Oh my God. What is
it? Not a song.
Yeah, it is. Baby, let me love you down.
Get out of my house.
There's so many ways to love you.
That is your key these days.
I know, my God. I've been singing the Fiero part. Andrew's been singing the Elphaba. What is my favorite Christmas movie?
Elf?
No.
White Christmas.
No.
Love White Christmas.
I know. Oh my God, no. With all the...
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Is really the worst movie.
Well, listen.
When you break it down, my God.
Oh my God.
I think it's because it's here. You're singing...
my glottal.
From your apple.
I don't have an apple. I'm a girl.
You do today.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to do it again. What is your favorite Christmas tradition? If you had to pick one.
I don't think I've had a same Christmas. Like, I don't do anything religiously every Christmas.
Right.
To have that. Actually, I like the night that I, because I've already been wrapped for a long time.
Are
so
you
I like
joking me? Because we're not doing presents.
No, no. What?
So you didn't wrap anything because we're not doing presents.
Let me talk. Oh, my God.
Sorry, you have to be louder than that in this family.
When I am already, usually already wrapped because I'm better than you.
Okay.
I like the night that I have all of Mom's presents and whatever ones that you need wrapped. Like, I like to wrap them.
So, Victoria, that's a great tradition. I love that for me.
I really do.
I really enjoy that as well because when Victoria is always ready extra early and she's like, oh, I got to wrap Mom's presents tonight. What do you need? I'm like, well, I need all of these wrapped.
They give me their paper because that's important.
And very important.
And I judge them. For everything that I'm wrapping.
You judge us on our wrapping.
And then I get upset for the long, ob-shaped things that they want me to wrap well.
Okay.
And then it used to be watching Christmas movies, and now it's watching true crime at Christmas time. So it's evolved.
Wait, that should be a thing. True crime at Christmas time.
Ugh, Santa's got a brand new bag.
Love it.
Yeah.
Do last star card for you and then pick up the other pile.
If you could speak a different language, which one would you choose and why?
Oh, Spanish in a second. It's just, I want to say like Italian because I think it's like a pretty language to listen to, but Spanish is so necessary.
I'm trying so hard.
Yeah, you got Spanish lessons for Christmas last year.
Yeah, I got Spanish lessons. I got an app.
How you doing? Hola.
Horrible.
¿Cómo está, mi amigo? A pasatano.
It wasn't technically wrong, but you couldn't have sounded whiter. It didn't. I had Babbel, and it just was like flashcards. So, like, yes, I know words, yeah. But then I can't understand when they try to put them in sentences or like when someone in the app is talking. So now I'm on Jump Speak.
Oh.
And then I'm going to go to Duolingo. I'm going to try to figure this out.
Duolingo sounds like a rapper. I'm sorry. Something Duolingo. That's in a song.
Probably.
Da-na-na-na-na Duolingo.
Or it's Dua Lipa.
No, it's Duolingo. Somebody tell me what that song is. But yeah, okay, enjoy.
I'm trying.
Okay.
I actually do enjoy it, but I tense up when the app's trying to talk in like conversation. I'm like,
Barbara, she needs help.
I do.
Barbara, who was on our podcast, she is a Spanish teacher.
Barbara, only talk to me in Spanish.
That's how we thought we were going to raise our kids. Because Andrew speaks Spanish slang. He went to Mexico a lot when we were younger and worked there. So he picked up Spanish slang. He doesn't know how to like conjugate a sentence or
anything.
So we were like, when we had Melody, we're like, you're going to speak to her in Spanish on the weekends. Only Spanish.
That never happened.
That never happened one day. Not even one day. It never happened. So don't make promises to your kids that you can't keep.
I don't think anybody made that promise to that child.
She doesn't know Spanish. Okay. Oh, this just got deep. Oh my God. Literally the card says deep. What is a mistake people often make about you? I said it got deep.
Yeah, that people often, that means I'm aware of it. Like I know that they're making that mistake.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I guess know the like one that.
That everyone thinks I'm like mean.
Yeah. I wouldn't say mean. I think everybody thinks you're tougher than me. Like you are more like black or white. It's this way or this way. I think that's what people think about you when it's the complete opposite. Yeah. I am that way and she is nothing like that.
Because I'm better than you. Why is that the funniest thing I've ever said?
Because it's not true. That's why it's funny.
Oh.
I would say that is what people think about you.
Yeah, I would think so. And I think that's because I'm not loud. I'm a lot quieter. And I'm not in people's faces. Like Carly's like, where were you? Why haven't you been here? When are you going to be here more often? And I'm like, go do your life. Have a great time. You do you, boo.
Yeah. And I think in class, we're specifically talking like in class times, like I'll be like, come on, guys. And Victoria's like, you're here for yourself. If you're not doing the work, you're not doing the work.
Yeah, I'm not doing it for you. I said it last night.
You did?
Oh my God. Yeah, Monday nights are a great time. They're crazy hard.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you get to the certain point where you're like, I don't want to be here anymore. This is hard. I'm tired. Yeah. We keep doing hard things. And you just have to talk yourself out of that. But also, like, if you want to half-ass it, you do you.
Right. And that's very much her. And I'm like, this isn't about me. So go ahead. What was about you?
Side eye to the camera, y'all. Yeah, I would say that would be it, I guess. I don't know. I don't really care what people think. Think it away. I used to care. I don't care anymore. Experiences. What is your worst habit?
My worst
top
habit?
Top five. We only do five.
It says one, so I'm going to pick one. We don't have the time for five, guys. We don't have the time to dive deep into that.
You're right. 20.
Victoria says deep dive. I would say externally, my worst habit is picking the skin around my fingers.
Externally. I appreciate your specificity.
Yes. Internally, too many to name. Externally, I have a very – since the second grade, my anxiety –
What happened in the second grade?
Nothing.
Mm.
My stepmom cut my hair before communion.
Therapy, what a bitch. Penguin. Therapy would maybe help you stop doing that. Yeah. Your nails look horrible.
Oh, horrible. And I do it until they bleed. And then 99.9% of the time, I don't know I'm doing it because that's what a habit is. You don't know you're doing it. Then I bleed and then I realize.
We all realize because snow of dead skin is coming from your hands while you're talking. We're sitting in someone's car.
But you know what I've justified? That's how you will trace my body when I get murdered. You will find my skin and my DNA everywhere I go, and that's how you'll find my body.
Or that's how you're going to be convicted for murder because your skin is everywhere. You fool.
I can't do the internal habits.
We know them. It's fine.
Okay. What was the hard... This is a really fun game to play with family around the table. We're getting deep. What was the hardest decision you've ever had to make?
Oh, my God. I don't know. What shirt I was wearing this morning?
No, I can think of mine. I know mine right off the top of my head.
Hardest decision. I honestly don't think I've had...
You really don't?
I don't know.
Do you want me to tell you mine and maybe it'll catapult you with yours?
Yeah, we're not the same, but yes.
Moving home from New York. That was a really hard decision because I knew moving home from New York meant it was over for me. For trying to
You do look dead. It's true.
I knew that when I said we're moving home, that like I was never going to do a show again. So that was hard.
Yeah, you and mom made me move home, so that wasn't my decision. But it needed to happen.
I didn't make you.
I was going through like a horrible, horrible breakup. All of them are. But I needed to get out of the state. Everything needed to change.
Yeah.
My whole life needed to change. So I think I would have stayed because moving home meant failure in our minds.
And that's
You and mom literally packed up my apartment.
Yeah.
Sent me to Kentucky. She and dad packed up my apartment and I never went back.
Yeah.
So like that wasn't as hard because it was
not your decision.
It was not my decision. but in a good way. That's like a positive thing. I get that though.
But that's not yours. So what was your hard decision? You don't have any?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, maybe you haven't.
I'm not good on the spot. We know this. And I know that there have been many, but my brain doesn't work like that.
I can't wait till every day she tells me a new hard decision because she's thought about it after the fact.
Every fucking day. It's my ode to Ariana.
Oh, yeah. Mic up. Okay. You've not made a hard decision that you can think of.
I mean, if I'm going to be like, make it easy and simple. I decided to find a therapist on my own.
Yeah.
And like make the phone call. And I remember my heart beating for that, being nervous about it. Cause like, I don't know, but that's not the hardest decision I've ever made in my life.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm going to get back to you.
Okay. Get back to us on that. That was a long winded get back to you. You took my tissues away.
They're over there because Pepper ate them all.
But look how cute she is.
Ugh, these are stupid. What's one of your pet peeves?
About you?
No!
Rude.
In general?
One of my pet peeves... All right, I'm going to think of Andrew, because that's just the easiest...
Oh, my God!
One of my pet peeves is when I'm talking to him, and then he talks and says something else on top of me, and I was like, Andrew, I was talking to you. And he's like, oh, I didn't even realize. Because he says I'm talking at him. And so he sort of tunes me out. And then, but it is the most annoying thing when I'm talking. And then he talks over me.
This is major marital issues here. We were diving.
It's not major. It's just a small thing that I'm always like, Andrew. He's like, oh, I didn't realize. Wait, what'd you say? Or.
Talking over you?
Like, I'll be like, hey, today you have to pick up the kids at 2:00, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, did you put the laundry in? Like, while I'm talking. And I'm like, did you hear any? I'm talking.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And he wasn't listening because he tuned me out because I'm always talking.
Well, no, but that specific thing isn't talking. That is schedule relaying.
Right. And he wishes I would write it down. And if it's written down in the schedule, I wouldn't have to tell him.
That's false. Andrew, I'm a big supporter, but
I'm a big supporter.
That is a lie.
The other one is when he wears ear pods in the house all day long because he's listening to his Dungeons and Dragons podcast. And I'm like, hey, Andrew, can you grab this for me? Dungeons and Dragons, get the dong gong. And I'm like, Andrew, hello? And he's like, well, he takes the ear pod out and he's like, what? I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, I don't think he likes you, bro. Like, I don't think no he... cap.
I don't think he likes you. Okay. That might be true. Okay. We're going to move on from that. If you could do anything in the next year, what would it be? What do you want to do this year?
Next year, meaning like a couple weeks.
Like 2020. In 2026 to 20. Wait, what year are we in? We're going to 2025? Or 2026?
Oh. We're going to 2026. We're okay. In 2025 right now.
What do you want to do between 2026 and 2027? It doesn't have to be that, like,
deep. I don't know. I want to be financially stable.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that has a lot to do with you. I'm just kidding. No, I want to be.
I mean, it does.
It's hard. That's like a tall order. And if I already think of it like that, then it's not going to happen. So I got to rewire that. But we're in an inflated world. We haven't raised our prices because we don't think that's right. There's so many factors. Yeah. So I think it's just like you want to pay for your Disney trip. I don't necessarily want to like save for something. I just want to be able to not freak the out.
You want to go to the grocery store and be okay with spending money at the grocery store and not being like, man, that's going to kill me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. I always say I wait for the day that I can just go to TJ Maxx or Marshall's. Like, I'm saying TJ Maxx and Marshall's. I'm not even saying like Nordstrom and Bloomingdale's and just be like, yeah, I want this and I don't care. I wouldn't overly spend, but I just –
Don't lie. Don't lie.
I just want to not have a heart attack every time I get up to the counter. That's what I – so I agree. I understand
just
that.
Like second guess every single thing, like going to get gas. And that's just – there's so many factors to that. But I think that would be number one.
Yeah. I like that. I'll take that.
Yeah.
If you – oh, I already asked you a question. It's my turn now.
No.
What?
These are dumb. What's something you will never, never is in all caps, do again?
Something I'll never do again?
Never in all caps, do again.
Oh, Lord. Something I'll
never... Wow, that was a hard R.
Oh, Lord. Lord.
Oh, Lord. Who? You're really singing from the Adam's apple.
I'm all about the singing right now. I mean, you should have seen me in the car with the kids this morning. Whoever drove in front or behind me, you got a performance. Something I'll never do again.
No, never in all caps again.
Yeah. Oh, God. I feel like there's so many things, and also I can't think of one. Something I'll never do again.
Sucks, doesn't it?
I want to say this is something so stupid. Victoria's going to laugh at me. But, like, I'll never get a connecting flight. After seeing your travel and going through my own travel experiences.
You're the bougiest.
Honest to God. Oh, Victoria, tell me you weren't stressed out coming home from Vegas and crying and had a breakdown. Because you just wanted to get home.
That was about the Motel 6. That wasn't about the travel.
But that day. But you wouldn't have had to get a Motel 6 if you didn't have the travel problem.
Right. But also that's because of the government. It was a shutdown. So we only ever do connecting flights because it saves money. So in this extreme situation, it messed us up. And yeah, it was stressful, but it also We had a lot of fun. Like, there were a lot of factors. My panic attack came from the Motel 6, which was probably, you know, wrapped up with everything mixed in one. But we travel well together. We have a good time. So.
Oh, wait. Okay. I'll never do that because we always have bad travel.
He doesn't listen to you. And he's always talking over you. So I get that.
Pedro or Andrew?
Andrew.
Oh, okay.
Pedro would never.
One thing I'll never do again. I will never go go-karting again. Ever in my life.
Carly broke her face.
I broke my jaw. Almost had to get it wired shut when I was 30.
Oh, that would have been so nice.
But I went through a cement wall. It was bad. I will never go extreme go-karting again.
Or go-karting, I would imagine.
Yeah. No, never. Anything you would never
do? That's why she goes 1 mile an hour on the real road.
Something you would never do.
I will never...
It's hard, right?
I don't know.
Because you could probably think of so many things, but nothing at the same time.
I will never date the wrong guy again.
Thank God. I mean, that's life.
Thank God.
I'm trying to work at my acting chops too. Like, I'm really back into it right now.
It's not going well.
this is hard. This is.
Okay. I love your disclaimers today.
What opportunity for love or money have you given up? And do you regret it?
Money every fucking day doing this job.
Wait, but it's not like you had money and you gave it up to do this job. You didn't have money as an actor either. So
what have you had a lot more money as an actor.
That's true. Yeah. What have you given up that you regret now?
Regret giving up? Nothing.
Nothing.
There is nothing that is not, that has been, a part of my past that I wish were here today.
Yeah.
For the reason that I understand things leave for a reason. In the moment, it's never like that. It's absolutely never like that. Don't get me wrong. But since we're in hindsight.
We are.
In 2020.
Hindsight?
No.
Houndstooth?
It's a different word. That's definitely a different word. I don't think there's anything, if it's not here, and it used to be, it's not supposed to be here.
Yeah, you're good like that.
Even people.
Yeah. You're very good like that. I'm like, oh, I regret how I said hello last night.
Because I'm better than you. I regret how I said hello last night?
No, I mean, that's being very dramatic, but I'm always like...
Oh, I mean, I have those thoughts, of course. Yeah. Like, oh, I made that weird or whatever. Yeah. But... That also happened, like, you can't take it back.
No, but you're also very lucky. You spend a lot of your time with me, and you're like, oh, you made that weird.
I just I just let her talk. I, like, don't say much. I don't have to. I used to have a lot more money, and that's gone.
Yeah.
I could have that again.
But I still feel like that's not a regret, because you didn't like that life anymore. It wasn't working for you.
Oh, yeah, no.
So it's not technically.
I was being funny. God.
No one can ever tell.
But I'm bum.
All right, one more from you, one more for me.
I don't like you being in charge.
I love it.
Andrew, I get it.
L is for the way. Go ahead.
Don't tell me what to do.
Sorry.
You were in the middle of singing anyway, and I don't like that card. The answer is Pat Joyce. We don't really know.
Oh, what did it say? Who was your first gay boyfriend?
Yep. I know all these answers, so they're not fun. Wait, this has a typo in it.
Yes.
What do the first 30 months of your typical day look like? Should say mins.
Oh.
Minutes. It's M-U-N-S, unless somebody's that's a word I don't fired. Know. What are the first 30 minutes of your typical day?
First 30 minutes of my typical day is getting up and getting fully dressed, head to toe, sneakers, everything, going downstairs, having my coffee, sitting under, putting my robe on top of my full clothes with my sneakers.
It makes me so uncomfortable to hear this.
Sitting in my favorite chair, putting on Michael Bublé Christmas or Michael Bublé anything.
Dumb.
On very low on Alexa.
Stupid.
Drinking my coffee and making the post for the day.
Uncomfortably lame.
Or making a list of things I have to ask Victoria in my notes on my phone.
In individual text messages. visual text messages.
But that is the first 30 minutes. I will get up and fully dress myself down to my sneakers, put my robe back on.
That's good. I don't want to talk about that anymore. Okay. I want to ask you this. Okay. What's your love language? That's what I want to know.
Planning and surprising. Like,
that's not a love language.
No, like
actions.
Actions.
Acts of service.
The fact that you thought about me ahead of time. Like, you wanted to do, like, you know what I mean?
Yo, you married the wrong guy. That poor guy is not, that doesn't.
I'm just kidding. It's like not, it's the, hey, guess what? I booked a reservation. We're going out to dinner tomorrow night. He thought, and then I'll say, no, I really don't want
to be fair. Yes. Hold on. Every time he's done that, which Andrew, I support you, happens a lot, especially around gift season, holiday, birthday. She ruins it. Ruin it.
I do. I'm always like, oh, I can't. You're a ruiner. Yeah. But I love when he's like, for Christmas, he'll be like, we're going to New York in March to see this show that I got tickets for.
And then March comes and you're like, I can't believe we have to do this. I don't want to do this. I'm tired.
I know. But I do love the thought that he thought enough about what I would like. I like actions.
Do you like when he prints it out the day before with not a lot of ink in the printer?
Yes.
Okay.
A couple Christmases ago, he made up a song and played it on the guitar on Christmas morning to tell me what my Christmas presents were. And I do love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So acts of service.
Acts of service. Yeah. Love that.
Love it.
Definitely don't touch her.
And definitely don't talk to her because she doesn't like when you talk because she's probably talking. So it's not communication and it's not touching.
I don't know how to respond.
Or quality time. I guess quality time and acts of service, that might be it too. Except if you plan something for her, she really doesn't want to spend it with you because she's tired. She wants to go to bed. She wants to watch a Bravo. So it's not quality time either.
Guys, I'm amazing. Oh my God, I did do this to him one time. He got me tickets to Countess Luann's cabaret. And I was like, I don't want to go.
You've wasted so much of this guy's money.
I was like, I love, and he knows that I love Bravo. He knows I love Housewives of New York. I don't really want to see them live. It's just not my, I like to watch them on TV. But I appreciate that he knew that I loved the Housewives.
So like, do the act of service, but I might not follow through.
Just like, invite me to the party, but I'm not going to come.
That's your life motto.
I'm a very easy person.
Invite me. That's your Bravo. Invite me to the party, but I'm not going to come.
Oh, yeah. Wait, we did have good taglines that one day, remember?
We did have good taglines. We good taglines.
We could. All right, last one. What's something you believed earlier in your life but think very differently about it now? It's a real easy, uncomplicated question.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Say it again.
What's something you believed earlier in your life but think very differently about it now?
I can think of one for you.
What a bitch.
that life isn't happening to me. Things don't happen to me.
Yeah.
They happen for me even if I don't like them. But it's not like, I think I was in very much a...
woe is me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going my way. It's not because of something I did. It's because something, you know, this person.
Why
like
is this happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, life isn't fair and blah, 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 blah. And now I'm very much aware that life is not fair and it's hard to believe in the moment when things are happening, but it's I'm creating whatever is happening. Like, I'm writing that story. So if it's something that goes wrong, there's a reason for it. And it's not because it's not fair to me. It's something that I need to happen so that I can do what's meant for me. Like, what's meant for me is not passing me by in that moment.
I think that's a young versus, like, getting older viewpoint.
That's really good words.
I was trying to think of the word viewpoint.
That was young, and now you're old.
Don't worry, I'll always be older than you.
Hold on, what were you gonna say? I know one for you. What was I gonna be?
How basically that, like, your life, you think you grow up thinking your life is going to be one way, and then it's not that way.
Ever. And,
yeah. What? Every year?
Ever.
Oh, ever, ever, ever. Because I know I've felt the same way. Like, you grow up thinking you want this, this, and this, and it doesn't work out like that. But then you realize that's okay.
What hasn't worked out for you, out of curiosity? Other than, like, theater?
Yeah, theater. Theater. I don't necessarily miss it. I loved doing it when I was doing it, but so many things haven't worked out for me.
Like? Prove it.
You're, like, honest to God, the worst sister in the world.
What? I'm helping you realize all the things that you should be thankful for.
I am very thankful in this thankful season that my life is the way it is. And I am like you, where I did not know that at 40 this is where my life was going to be, but I'm very happy about it.
But is that why when I said, what are your pet peeves, you said, okay, Andrew.
I'm very thankful for him. I am the most thankful for him. There's nobody in the world that could deal with my shiz the way he does. I mean, nobody.
So true.
And I'm so aware true. Of this. I don't vocalize it. He never hears that.
What's his love language?
He would like me to hug him 24/7. He would like me to...
So yeah, screw him. She definitely doesn't do that. So she's like, I don't care about your love language, but this is what I need.
I'm going to go home and hug him right now.
Here's something I learned, and it's only recently, and it's not something I used to think of. Well, maybe I did in like a subconscious way. But people need to be loved in their way, not how you want it. So like if your love language is I want acts of service.
That sounds so selfish. I want you to do things for me.
No, do the dishes and I don't have to ask you.
Right.
Do the laundry. I don't have to ask you.
He does that.
You know, remember to pick up the children. But if I need acts of service, I'm going to give you acts of service. But that's not what he wants. He wants hugs.
Right.
He wants touch.
You're just saying something that I've just realized. Every birthday and Christmas, I'm giving him something that I know I would want.
Andrew, there's a support group. It's called Dads of Divorce. I can help you.
Oh, is Victoria the head of the Dads of Divorce Club?
I will help find you that group.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were the leader of the dads that are soon to be divorced.
There's a lot you don't know about me.
I just realized that every birthday and Christmas, I'm giving him show tickets or a night out for the two of us that we can do together.
Those are acts of service that you wish you were given.
Yes.
I know.
I got to change my ways after 21 years.
You can't love someone the way you want to be loved. You have to love them how they want to be loved.
Oh, this just got deep.
You stupid.
I love that that just made you cackle like the witch you are. Guys. Ah! Oh, God. The funny fact is she can actually do that for real. Oh, mic drop. Dong gong.
I don't like this. It's called the dong gong.
Do this with your family around the table. You may learn something about your husband through your sister.
No. There's a support group for that too. I'm not a part of that one.
Andrew, I'm going to go home and give you a hug. I'm coming. I just go to Target first. But
give me your list.
Give me your credit card. And then I will come and give you a hug.
You need to go home. Is he home?
Yes. We're together all the time. He works from home. Yes, he's home. What was the question?
Oh, my God. I have to go. I have a client. I literally have to go.
I know. We said 20 minutes. We said this was going to be 20 minutes.
I don't know. Just remember.
Be grateful. Be thankful for your families all year round, but especially in this Christmas, Thanksgiving seasonal time. Play with your family. Play games with your family.
What are you saying? Just remember that you are always
endless.
Fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra. And me. And this and me.
And remember, I'm better than Carly.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.